Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much. Joining me, thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I got some things I want to talk about. I want to talk about being the CEO of your business. You know, I think, and you may have heard me say this before, and I'm sure you agree with me, the hardest job in the marketplace is being the chief executive officer of a small business. I have been one for almost 25 years now. And I know a lot of small business owners, a lot of small business CEOs. I know what they do. I know what they're up against. I know what they think about. I know what keeps them up at night. I know what they do in their lives, run their business. And I know a lot of CEOs of big companies. And I know what they do. And I believe that I'm qualified to say that the hardest job in the marketplace is the chief executive officer of a small business. So how could it be harder to be the CEO of XL Supply LLC out in Main Street America than to be the CEO of Exxon? Well, let's look at the definition of a CEO. Investopedia says that a CEO is the highest-ranking executive in a company whose main responsibilities include developing and implementing high-level strategies, making major decisions, and managing overall operations and resources. Now let's talk about the elements of that definition. For every element that you see there, every one of those, all those different things that a CEO does, Exxon's CEO has a whole cadre, let's say a half a dozen presidents, division presidents, reporting to him about how they're managing battalions of vice presidents, brigades of managers, and armies of employees. All the Exxon CEO has to do is manage those presidents who bring him performance updates. So now I'm not saying that the job of a CEO of Exxon is easy. I'm just saying it's not as hard as the CEO of a small business. So the CEO of XL, that small business I was telling you about, the CEO of that company may have managers reporting to her, but she's never more than one degree of separation from the work that's being done. And that's a lot different from the CEO of Exxon. And she's also likely leading any given task. She may be the alpha member of any given task that's being done in the company, and especially about things like capitalizing the business, cash flow, business development, etc. The Exxon CEO does not deal with cash flow. He doesn't worry about cash flow, but the CEO of XL does. And that's a big deal. That's a big job. There's one thing that sets all CEOs apart from every other position in a company, and it's the first item in the definition that I gave you a minute ago: high-level strategy. A CEO's primary job, which can be supported but can never be delegated, is to determine the long-term direction of the company. Every business, large or small, must have someone doing this CEO job, must have someone determining the long-term direction of the company. And that must be done whether you use the title CEO or not. You may never call yourself the CEO of your small business, but you still have to do that CEO job. Big business CEOs spend very little time managing and most of their time working on strategy and future decisions. That's where they spend their time. They spend their time mostly in that definition I gave you, developing strategies and making decisions and managing overall operations. That's the job of a CEO, but as I said, small business owners don't have people, as many people doing that for them. But even though a big business CEO spends most of his time or her time on strategy, unfortunately, most small business CEOs spend way too little time managing, and too much time managing, I should say, and too little time on executive thinking. We took a poll. Some of you may have participated in our poll, but recently we defined a CEO in this poll and asked small business owners, how difficult is it for you to budget CEO time away from managing? And here's what you told us. 3%, only 3%, said that they had found a way to balance management and CEO duties. 3%. 8% allowed that they were inconsistent but getting better at it. And now think about that. Only 11% either were doing it well or were doing it somewhat. And over half of our sample said that they can't focus on CEO tasks because they're so busy putting out fires. And one-third of our folks completely rejected the premise of a CEO and said, I'm a small business owner, not a CEO. So think about that, folks. 89% of small businesses that we polled are not even doing any CEO activity. That's not acceptable, folks. That's not going to help you survive and thrive. You've got to find a way to fix that. So here's a practical way for you to do that. Here's a practical way for small business owners to increase their CEO activity, to increase the ability to be a little more forward-thinking, to do more high-level strategy. As often as possible, and I want you to do this at least once a year, fire yourself from jobs that someone else can do and give it to them, and promote yourself to jobs that only you can do. If you'll do this, folks, at least once a year, this will push you toward more executive thinking and behavior, and it'll put you on a natural path toward performing all the tasks of a CEO, including charting the long-term course of your small business. My friends, every business needs someone doing the work of a CEO. Small business owners, that's you in your business. I'll take a quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Say I'll move to New York. New York's fine, but it ain't Doraville.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.